рисівлять, а яся не бою. Кругом мене чари сиплять, а яся не бою.
Popular Ukrainian songstress by the name of Oksana Mucha, that is from her CD Reshuto, and a song called Na Kameni Nohemeyu, Washing My Feet on the Rocks. Dobrý den i vítaju vás všich, šanovní rádio sluchači, na rádio передачу Náš holos, rádio Krýtského Kuríňa. Pri mikrofoni Pavlína děkuji, že rýšle prebude zi mnou nastupnou hodinu. Hello there and welcome to Náš holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host Pavlína. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a great program for you. We have Ukrainian Jewish heritage and an interview with one of the world's few female conductors. So stay tuned for that as well. We've got news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group that gets a fair bit of airplay here on Náš holos and is certainly one of my favorites, and it's a favorite of many in Ukraine and around the world as well. The group, of course, is called Mandre, and here they are now with Tinga Linga.
Чашка – це Індії берег, де сонце і спека. На моєму столі мапа, вогонь і ганжа. Я люблю сонячні хвилі і промені Бога. А ще я люблю цілувати тебе. Моя тінга-лінга, ага, 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 тінга-лінга, ага. Ага, тінга-лінга, ага, 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 тінга-лінга, ага, тінга-лінга. Мого неба торкається сонце і небо сміється і дарує незвідані крила й дорогі ганжа. Твої очі зелені, як море, як райдуга серце. І теплим промінням своїм огортає мене. Моя тінга-лінга, ага, 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 тінга-лінга, ага, ага, тінга-лінга, ага, 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 тінга-лінга, ага, тінга-лінга, ага, тінга-лінга. птахи, а у горах тумани і трави. У джерелах вода, а повітря солодке й п'янке. Я співаю, і пісня отця у горах лунає. Ти теплим коханням своїм огортаєш мене. Моя тінга-лінга, ага, ага, тінга-лінга, ага, ага, тінга-лінга, ага, ага, тінга-лінга, ага, тінга-лінга.
Want to listen to Nash Holos without using your web browser? Well, it's very easy. Download Stitcher's Smart Radio for iPhone and Android.
Yeah.
traditional Ukrainian folk song called Hey Ivane, which translates as Hey Johnny, and that was performed by Zapovid. Up next, another popular Ukrainian group. This one does a lot of a cappella music, although some with instrumental accompaniment. But this next one is definitely a cappella. And here they are now, Jedala with Stepom, Stepom. Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. I'm Pavlina, host of Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. This fall, the 75th anniversary of the Babyn Yar tragedy will be commemorated in Kyiv on the initiative of the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter. One of the events will be a classical concert organized and directed by renowned opera star Pavlo Hunka of London, England. And Oksana Liniev will be playing a leading role as well as conductor of the orchestra. Oksana is something of a sensation herself, and she joins us now by Skype to tell us a bit about herself and maybe give us a sneak preview of the concert where she'll be conducting. So, Oksana, welcome. Vitaju.
Thank you. Hello.
Now, you were born yourself to musical parents, so a musical career for you is no great surprise. You play several instruments yourself, right? Piano, flute.
Piano, flute, violin a little bit. Also, I very like to sing. Also, yes, I was also surprised that I changed this professional conducting.
Well, I was going to ask you that. What just made you decide to change?
The question was that in my special musical college where I was studied in Lviv, then I was from my 14 years till 18 years. On the end of this college, we had some concert where I had to conduct the student orchestra. After this concert, I get this idea from different people to start my professional things, only the conducting. And I was, on the first moment, I was very surprised. But after I thought, yes, maybe this is really the thing where I can put together all my musical talents and all things what I would like to do together, you know, because as conductor, you know, you need to have very this special touch to all the things, to instruments, to solist, to choir, to all things.
So you really obviously love music and you just wanted to be in charge.
Yes, and you have to put, to organize and to manage all the things together. And this is very, very interesting because when you are conducting the opera, you have to become this feeling also for staging, also for optic things, you know. And this is very interesting to create this dramatic line, to perform these big forms. And I thought that it was really something for me.
So as a female conductor, you're something of a novelty in a male-dominated field. Do you encounter any difficulties or special challenges because of your gender?
Yes. On the beginning, you had always more difficulties because you have to put your through in your career, not only like young conductor, but also like young conductor and female conductor. And this is unconventional things also for now, for 21st century. But when you can develop you more and more, and when you get more success, it's become easier and easier.
You were born in Brody, which before the Holocaust was a major hub of Jewish life for centuries. Growing up there, were you aware at all of Brody's Jewish past?
No, my family is not from Brody directly, because the family, the line of my mother, they moved from East Poland to Brody after the Second War. And the line of the family of my father, they come from Carpathian Mountain. But in Brody, there it was very big Jewish population, more than 80%. And we have also now wonderful, very big synagogue. But now it's a pity, but now it's ruin. But when you see this, you can feel really this very important Jewish center in Brody, what it was, because the next kilometer of Brody, it was Russia already. And it was very important town for economic and historical and strategic things.
Mm-hmm. So you started out working in Ukraine at the Lviv National Academy Opera and Ballet? And also you were at the Odessa National Opera and Ballet Theater?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you went to Germany. I guess that was a new challenge and opportunity. How is it that you managed to end up in Germany?
I can say only that this, maybe it sounds strange, but now I already conducted in Japan, in Paris, and now in Stockholm, and now I will conduct in Barcelona, but it will be my Kyiv debut.
Really?
Because, yes, it's very, I know it's funny, but in Kyiv, I conducted in May I conducted very small concert with very small chamber orchestra, but never some really serious concert with big symphonic or opera stuff. And it will be my very important national debut also.
Oh, that's funny. They say that prophets are never recognized at home, right?
I am very proud to conduct so important concert with so wonderful and very, very difficult program. And really on the international level, and I'm preparing very, very hard for this, and because I think it have to be really very deep and interesting and very touching for all people who can hear this.
What's the largest orchestra you have conducted?
You know, okay, maybe the biggest orchestra what I have conducted already, it was in June, a Bartok Festival in Hungary, and it was maybe around 115 people in the orchestra.
Wow.
For Bartok pieces.
Wow. Wow. What was your first job? When did you first take the baton and conduct your first orchestra? Tell us about that.
This is difficult to say because my first job was like teacher in the school, in the musical special choir and musical school in Lviv, and I was 16 years old.
Oh my, 16!
I conducted choir, but not orchestra. And after, it was very difficult to conduct orchestra and to get some money, because in Ukraine it was very challenge time, and maybe it was that I conducted but without honorar, without some money, or maybe I paid for musician, because we was together with other student, composer student, and we wanted to organize some very interesting concerts with modern music, with pieces what there was already just composed, and we put our money together to organize this concert and to pay to rent some hall and to organize musician and scores and all things, you know. I was very, very appreciated really to conduct, and this was not question for me, money or not. And I think that the first opportunity wirklich to conduct and with small honorar, it was already in Germany after the competition where I get the third prize in international conductor competition of Gustav Mahler. Because after this competition, I get the international invitation for different concerts and festivals.
Well, congratulations on that award. And I would say that did that kind of springboard your career then?
Yes. It was a very excited moment for me.
Yeah.
Because after I finished the Lviv Music Academy, for 1 year I had a job, and for 1 year I haven't conducted any orchestra or something. I hadn't put some opportunity to make music, you know. And after, it was this invitation to international conductor competition to Germany and start with German orchestra, the one of best German orchestras, and this program, you know, Mahler Fifth Symphony and all things, is big symphonic stuff. It was really excited, and for me a really crazy moment in my life, because I thought this is the opportunity and this chance I can get only one time in my life.
Yes, for sure. So how do you feel then about this invitation to conduct at the Babyn Yar commemoration? I mean, you said it's going to be your Kyiv debut, so I imagine you're pretty thrilled.
Not only Kyiv, this is like my also Ukraine debut, because last 2 years, I think that it was a lot of publication in press in Ukraine and also in international medias, and I think that this is interesting for people to see my work, and for me it's also very big honor to be invited to conduct this, because I understand and I feel very deeply all meaning of this big things and this historical drama what was happened, and now we have also war in Ukraine, and you know, I am always thinking about this, that this is so short moment from peace to war, you know, because mm-hmm. nobody was waiting also for all the things what is happening now in Ukraine, and this is really terrible, this all this terrible news what we have last 3 years, and I think that all people have to feel big responsibility to keep the peace, you know.
Mm-hmm. How is it that you were approached to and invited to be the conductor of this orchestra?
You know that Pavlo Hunka is an international famous singer, and we met us for the first time in Bavarian State Opera by the Lulu production, where he sang in Munich,
mm-hmm.
and I was conducting the rehearsals. And it was the first time for him that he said, for the first time in my life, I was conducted from the Ukrainian conductor, but also from Ukrainian female conductor. This is much more bigger surprise for me. And after we spoke also about all things and what has happened and what we can do for Ukraine and for Ukrainian culture. And after he also heard my interviews, what is a lot in internet, and he said, incredible, because we have the same ideas, what we can do with Ukrainian music to present this in the whole world. And after he also told me about this concert, about this idea, and he said, we have no conductor now already, and maybe we can think about this, that you can conduct this, because you introduce the of yourself, of myself, you mean, that I can introduce my country on the international professional musical level, because also I am working with Kirill Petrenko, and Kirill Petrenko is the next chief conductor of Berliner Philharmoniker. It's very, very famous, incredible conductor, and I'm his his right hand now in one of the most important opera houses in the world. And also my career now developed very, very good. And I think that it was the idea of Pavlo Hunka that it's wonderful to put together for this performance, the musician of different countries. And he said, it will be wonderful that you as conductor can be from Ukraine. And it was the idea, and yes, it was like, and after Kirill Petrenko said also that I can conduct this program, and it was decided.
Excellent. So tell us about the orchestra. What is the orchestra that you will be conducting?
The orchestra will come from Germany, and this is Hamburg Symphony Orchestra. I think this is a wonderful idea to put three main nationalities together in this concert. German orchestra, solists from Canada and from Israel, and me as Ukrainian conductor.
Right. And Pavlo, of course, the director.
Yes. England, Ukraine, yes.
So you've lived for 3 years now in Germany.
Yes.
And you were quoted somewhere as saying that you don't consider yourself an immigrant because you return home to Ukraine often for inspiration. So what is it that draws you back, and where is your home, first of all?
For me, my home is here in Ukraine, in Lviv, where I have also my apartment, and I can stay here for a very long time, but for me it's very, very important to have this feeling. It's my home, and I can come, and here is my library, and here is my piano, what I played when I was a child, you know, and all my favorite pictures and my friends. I can meet my friends. All the things what you have when you go home, you know, that you can become this feeling again, to take the energy again, because I miss my language, I miss my culture, also I miss also the people I cannot invite so often, how I would like to invite also for my concert or performance my family or my friends. I tried. My mother was in Munich already, also my father, also my brother, also my best friends. But this is only one or two persons what you can invite. And I can't have this feeling how here that I can invite really a lot of different people who is important for me, for my life. And this is very important for me to keep this contact, and also to keep this contact with, to be inside of the also challenges and all difference what has happened in my country, you know, because each year is hampered something and it's changed also the people and their opinion, and I have to be also inside. I cannot be completely abroad and only to read something from news from internet or from the newspaper, you know. This is not enough for me. I have to come in again and again. And also for me, for my career, and it's also very, very important live contact, for example, with composers. Who is living now in Ukraine, because I would like to be always informed what has happened, what they are creating, which new pieces, and when is something very, very interesting, I always try to present, to introduce this also in Germany, for example. You know, and I am very happy when these ideas can work. For example, now in the March, I will have some concerts with German orchestra, and I can play the piece of Ukrainian composer Miroslav Skorik. Hmm. Or, for example, 1 year before for Bavarian State Radio Company, I recorded wonderful, my favorite Ukrainian symphonies, for example, of composer Boris Letushensky. And I am very happy because this is not a lot of things, but it's very important that somebody present his culture in the world. You know, for example, when you have Gergiev, who always try to perform some Russian composer, to bring some Russian solos, and this is very, very important for Ukraine, I think.
You have a real strong sense of your own roots.
Yes.
So your home in Lviv is your home base. That is your whole identity. And you go out into the world and share not just yourself, but your roots and your whole national identity. That's admirable.
Yes, it really, I try.
It is. Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And hopefully, perhaps you'll be conducting here on the North American continent.
Oh, I hope also.
Thank you so much, Oksana, shchiro dyakuyu, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I was speaking with Oksana Liniev, who will be conducting the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra in a classical music concert at the 75th anniversary commemorations of the Babyn Yar massacre during World War II in Kiev. The commemorations, of which the concert is just one event, are being organized by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter and will take place in late September in Kiev. The concert where Oksana Liniev will be conducting will take place at the Kiev Opera House on September 29th. Home for Oksana Liniev is Lviv, Ukraine. She works in Munich, Germany, where she's conductor and musical assistant to the general music director of the Bavarian State Opera House. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok. And that was Pavlo Honka singing Uhayu Hayu, Yerema's Serenade. And Pavlo Honka is a world-renowned opera star. We spoke with him a couple of weeks ago on Nash Holos, and he will be directing the commemorative program, the concert, at next month's 75th anniversary Babyn Yar commemorations in Kyiv. And he will be performing live there under the direction of Oksana Liniev. Coming up next is another artist who will be performing at that concert. He is Canadian. He's from right here on Vancouver Island from Victoria. His name is Benjamin Butterfield. And here he is now with a song that was on that same recording that CD that you just heard from Pavlo Honka. It is called Taras Shevchenko, From Poetry to Art Song. Here now is Benjamin Butterfield with Chimishche Zidemosya Znovu, or parting. Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Now, the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Russian-backed separatist forces attacked Ukrainian positions nearly 60 times in the past 24 hours. In the Donetsk sector, the occupants fired banned mortars, grenade launchers and machine guns at the Ukrainian army positions in the town of Avdiivka to the north of Donetsk. They also fired automatic mounted grenade launchers and heavy machine guns at the Ukrainian positions at the Svitlodarsk bridgehead. In the Mariupol sector, the militants used mortars, machine guns and small arms in the town of Mariinka and the village of Talakivka, as well as grenade launchers in the villages of Vodane, Hnutove and Shirokine. Russia's hybrid military force continued provocations with the use of small arms near the town of Krasnohorivka and the villages of Starohnativka and Bohdanivka. They also actively used armored vehicles near Shirokine, Talakivka, Mariinka and Vodiane. This medical crew at a hospital in the frontline village of Avdiivka consists of a surgeon, an anesthesiologist, a nurse and a paramedic. Their job is to attend to the patients who live close to the combat zone in eastern Ukraine.
When we need help, we of course go to the locals and ask for assistance.
But sometimes there is not enough room for all the wounded. For emergency cases, a bus with all necessary medical supplies is always ready to set out.
We have everything we need to take all measures to rescue and stabilize the injured.
This bus is a gift from foreign volunteers. Its crew consists of two paramedics. However, this is not enough. In order for this bus to become an operating theater on wheels and be able to transport the seriously wounded from the front line to the hospital, it needs more personnel. As the vehicle cannot operate as a mobile surgery room, it is used as electricity generator, providing energy for the intensive care department and for the refrigerators in the blood storage.
This is the town's strategic reserve of blood plasma for a month, but for the electricity generator, it would have been spoiled.
The medics are doing their best to provide the adequate care amid the lack of equipment and personnel. Receiving modest backing from the government, they rely heavily on support from the volunteers.
Ukrainian citizen Yevhen Panov, detained in Crimea, has never worked for Ukraine's intelligence service. This is according to the spokesman of Ukraine's defense intelligence, Vadim Skibitsky. He also stated, nobody, Panov mentioned, have ever been members of the institution. Earlier it was reported, Russia's Federal Security Service published a video of Panov's interrogation. The detained man says he was acting by order from Kiev. He also lists his supposed accomplices, adding Ukrainian authorities paid him 3,200 hryvnias, that is $128.
I was invited to Kiev. There they explained me they are to create a subversive group for attacks on Crimean Peninsula. Personally, I was paid 3,300 hryvnias. Panov must have given evidence under pressure of Russia's Federal Security Service. No staff member of Ukraine's defense intelligence has been detained in Crimea for 2 years already.
Russia is strengthening its borders with Ukraine mainland. This is how Russia officials explain military drills that have started on currently occupied peninsula. Nearly 400 soldiers, along with 10 naval ships and helicopters, are set to train, searching so-called underwater saboteurs. Meanwhile, Russia's Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev announced Russia may break off the diplomatic ties with Ukraine, since Kyiv has severely encroached upon Russia's territory and endangered the security of Russian citizens living in Crimea. The final decision, though, is to be met by President Vladimir Putin. Earlier this week, Russian Federal Security Service reported on having neutralized Ukrainian subversive group. Its members are said to have been preparing a series of terrorist attacks in occupied Crimea. Ukraine denies Russia's allegations. Numerous European leaders say they did not trust Russian claims either. The members of UN Security Council also supported Ukraine's independence and territorial integrity. Russia was the only one not to vote for the resolution. Ukrainian deputies of Verkhovna Rada demand punishment for Ukrainian TV channels caught collaborating with Russian-backed separatists. Last week, numerous Ukrainian journalists were announced suspected in cooperating with the so-called secret service of the occupied territories. Nearly 9,000 files were published online. The files revealed that media workers secretly asked for check and approval of the news from ATO zone. Tatiana Ihorova, the so-called Minister of State Security of the same proclaimed DNR, is said to have coordinated the process. Ukraine's National Council of Television and Radio Broadcasting knows about the mailing leak. However, the existing media laws do not entitle them to act. It is currently impossible to punish anyone for mail exchange with the leaders of the self-proclaimed People's Republics of Donetsk and Luhansk. If we had interfered in the process, that would have been considered as meddling in one's editorial policy. I guess numerous European institutions would have accused us of violating freedom of speech. The only institution to solve this situation is Ukraine's security service. Its officials claim to be currently revising the information. Meanwhile, Victoria Sumer, the head of the Committee on Freedom of Speech and Information Policy, assures the issue is to be discussed at the nearest parliament session.
Ukraine earns its fifth medal at 2016 Rio Olympics. Jean Beleniuk has won silver in Greco-Roman 85-kilogram wrestling, losing the gold medal match to Russia's David Chakvetadze. The 25-year-old Ukrainian athlete arrived at Rio Olympic Games as the reigning world champion. He won a gold medal in the 2014 European Wrestling Championships, the 2015 World Wrestling Championships, and 2016 European Wrestling Championships. This is Ukraine's fourth silver medal at 2016 Olympics. 3-hour drive from Kyiv, a small Ukrainian village of Velike Sorochinci is hosting a grand event dedicated to Ukrainian culture and trade. The Sorochinci Fair is an annual gathering of entrepreneurs, craftsmen, catering and children's entertainment organizations, as well as artists and musicians. The festival has survived from as early as 18th century and is held each August. Last year, over a million people visited the Sorochinci Fair, including Ukrainian officials and foreign delegations.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup for this edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To hear more news from Ukraine today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv.
Сьогодення моє ти горбате, ренегати проводять дебати, філософствують конфедерати, проповідують дегенерати, римотворці римують закони, миротворці ладують канони, іновірці купують ікони, іноземці друкують купони, дисиденти йдуть в президенти, імпотенти йдуть в дисиденти. Ви гортали старі документи, вже бували подібні моменти.
Andrei Panchishin with Staromodny Vals, which translates as old-fashioned waltz. And the melody may be old-fashioned, but the lyrics are old-fashioned only harkening back to the Soviet era. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM FM and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to keep in touch with us on Twitter and Facebook and our blog. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Ще час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не все старому другові можеш повірити. And our proverb of the week translates as one cannot always trust an old friend. Well, that brings us to about the end of another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. So to take us to the end of our program, we have the Ukrainian old-timers from Winnipeg, from their CD Barn Dance and the Heartburn Polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.